now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut. And most definitely, we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes, it is the home of Conscious Talk Radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio. Be in the house, in the house, in the house.
Almost definitely be in this house, be in this house, be in this house. Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all, welcome in to this Culture Freedom Radio Network. One more time. Hey, I am your gracious host, Brother Sunray 9, and man, also known to you as well as Brother Aria Yahweh Yasha Allah as well. Man, just coming in the house momentarily. I'm not going to be in here long. I promise y'all this time I'm not going to be long, as I always say this a lot, but I promise I'm not going to be long. But I want to just throw out something right fast. Man, we see the election, man. I'm telling y'all, the election has came in and it ain't gone, y'all. It ain't gone, though. It came in and people voted, cast their votes. We think we have. And yeah, because I even voted myself, y'all. Yeah, Brother Sunray 9, I went out and voted. I know some of y'all, you know, you say, man, fuck all that, man. You know, y'all know, you know, y'all know it, but my bad. So I ain't gonna try, shouldn't have been using profanity. But y'all know how it is. And I've, you know, some people say, man, voting don't, it don't count. Well, you know, you got to do what floats your boat, as they say. What worked for some don't always work for others. What's good for others is not, you know, what may be seen bad to you may not be bad to someone else. Like Dr. Yoke, you say the thing about disagreeable. See, what thing you might see is something disagreeable, I might see as a disagreeable. So, I mean, we have to do what we have to do in this fight to better our lives. And some people believe, like say, you know, believe. I didn't believe in all the voting process and all of that shit at one time, y'all. I didn't. But it has to be something to it. As we see what's happening today, we see this people, you know, the underhandedness and things that's happening in these elections. So voting has to mean something, sisters and brothers, because you know how they're trying to steal ballots. They're you know how they are doing what's got dead people on the ballots voting and shit. So voting must mean something somewhere. I'm just saying, y'all. It is all in my opinion. You don't have to do it. You don't have to. Like I said, that's your right. Like I used to always say, it's my right if I don't have to. So now I choose to vote. So the same as I was, you know, saying it back then, it was your right, because people say, man, you ought to get out and vote for something right. That's wrong. You know, but I didn't have my constitutional right to, because I was a convicted felon. I couldn't vote. So now that I got my rights restored, yeah, now I can vote. So I'm taking advantage of that. But right here today, I just want to come in and throw out something right fast. Why is Donald Trump fighting so hard to stay in the White House? Why is Donald Trump fighting so hard to stay in the White House? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all might think this topic finna be one way. This topic ain't what y'all think I'm finna say now. I'm just saying it ain't what y'all thinking that I'm saying to say he need to tap the fuck out and go and give it to Joe Biden. No, 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 no. So I'm telling y'all, this topic ain't what you think. So, but anyway, so why is he fighting so hard to stay in the White House, right? Is it about him? I know some of y'all say it's all about him. See, he just an arrogant son of a, you know what, man? You need to take his ass on, you know what I'm saying? So and so, this and that, another. But see, y'all gotta understand this. I hear what y'all saying. I hear what y'all saying. But on another level, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. One thing is, right, he's fighting so hard. It could be that he want to stay in there too. I understand that. But on another level is, you got to understand, when you have been elected, and this is what I like about, I really respect this, right? Just like I said, all this is my opinion, y'all. Y'all ain't got to believe shit I say. You can hang the show up and, you know, say fuck Sunray and fuck Culture Freedom. I never listen to them again. You know, that Trump voting motherfucker, whatever, y'all. You know, I'm really to the point now. It's just a lot of shit, man, not trying to convince people, just put shit out. I really don't give a damn too much no more, man, because, you know, people get mad at you regardless, man. You tell the fucking truth, you don't tell the truth, you know, whatever, man. I'm just sick of trying to do shit that's really helpful, trying to not helpful, but can't even get the words out of one of my, because I lose fucking so-called associates no matter what the fuck I say. And I guess sometimes I can't shut the fuck up from telling the truth, and I so-called lose associates and so-called friends. So friends, some are just a lonely motherfucker because I like to tell the truth. I don't have no friends. I have no associates because I don't know how to shut my mouth with the truth. So I'm going to just tell it the way I fucking got to tell it, y'all. I'm sorry. So, but anyway, we talk about a lot of this shit a lot of times, and you know how we talk about holding people accountable, right? We vote people into office, and they're supposed to be fighting on our behalf as politicians or political, you know, heads. You know, it's just like having a lawyer. You catch a case and you hire a lawyer supposed to be the mouthpiece for you, because you just sometimes you just can't go in there unless you go pro se, and you go and fight on your own head. You be said, fuck kind of lawyer. I'm gonna go in there and fight for my own self. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. So we hire an attorney or something like that who to fight on your behalf, right? Anyway. So even with just politicians, the same way. They go supposed to be the representative of the people. It's the government is for the people and by the people, but we elect these so-called people to go in there and do the things on our behalf, right? Okay, let's get that. So now we get someone who has been truly trying to stand up for the American people, not international people, talking about we got to keep things in America. We're fighting for all Americans, America, not fighting for people in Timbuktu and Yayayu and this, that, and trying to international, not an internationalist. You know what I mean? Talk about America. Worry about American jobs. Worry about the people having homes to live in America. Worry about you going to have something to eat in America. You know, just talking about putting Americans first. You know what I mean? Anyway. And so as I see it as, though, it's just my opinion, y'all. I see it as that he's fighting for the people who voted for him. He's fighting for the people who voted, who went out and voted, who truly believe in America, who truly believe in not higher taxes, who truly believe in a value system that they're trying to stand on. Number one is like, we don't want to be teaching our elementary children, our babies, just our babies in general, but we don't want the school systems teaching our children, especially in elementary school, anything about no LGBT and all of that. We don't want to be teaching our children how they was trying to do in, what was it, Austin, Texas that time, when they was talking about teaching six-year-old children how to perform oral sex, or teach them about oral sex and anal sex and all of that shit at 6 years old. We do not want that shit. So we will look at the president who said he is not trying to push this agenda like Obama and all of that shit, same-sex marriages and all of that. We're looking at, so those of us who have a value system, and those of us who maybe stand on a spiritual system, whether you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, and I don't know about some of them, they give it in too today. But I'm just saying, you strictly follow those guidelines and you stand on that as your, some people say, religious faith or spiritual foundation. You're trying to stand on those systems that goes against that. You believe that marriage is between a male and a female, not nothing else. Studio, let me move my mouse so I won't hit this damn thing again. My bad. Yeah, but as I was saying here, before I knocked myself, got erupted by my own self, rudely erupt my own self. So, like I said, he's fighting. I see that he's fighting on the behalf of the voters who voted him and believe that he's going to fight on the behalf of the American people, not just really his voters, but American people as a whole, but solely for, got to fight hard for those who really cast their votes for him as a president. Now, that's the shit that we all supposed to be doing. When someone looking for in a candidate who you cast your vote, you don't want them to just punk out and say, well, I ain't win. No, if you see that something that's not right, you like they say, you see something, man, it's not beans in this soup. You're supposed to fight for the people who voted for you, who went out and believed in you. You're not supposed to just punk out and just sit your regular ass down. No, you're supposed to fight on their behalf. Because you're fighting to represent these people. So yes, you fight tooth and fucking nail to make sure that this election goes smooth. Now, if you just smooth lose, you lose. But when you see some things that's not right, that's happening, it's your duty to fight. You don't just punk out because you're letting those people down. You're not just letting your fucking self down, but you're letting down the people who goes out and cast their votes on your behalf for you to speak for them. Because they hiring you to do a job. So if you just sit down and just take the shit that they eat, knowing that they are doing some things, probably trying to steal the election or whatever, and you just say, well, I see it, y'all. Hey, man, ain't nothing we can do. Now, you're letting down the people who voted for you to come out and basically trying to hire you to do a job to speak for them. That's what they're doing. You're letting down the people who trying to hire you to do a job to speak for them. Now, we always talk about politicians who we elect and ain't trying to do shit for us. Well, when you finally got somebody trying to fight on your fucking behalf, then we might want to say they need to sit down and shut the fuck up. No, I'm happy that, you know, that he's trying to fight on bad, because there's so many fucking things. Let me give y'all something right now. I'm saying I'm happy because of it. Not because I'm not going along with the liberals and democratic bullshit that they should be in there. Right now, here we go. Now, they got things right here. I'm going to show y'all something. Right. It says this happened in this fucking election. This is why they want this election to power so bad. See, some of y'all who say y'all don't give a fuck, I know y'all probably don't give a fuck about a lot of things. I'm just being raw and uncut now. I say y'all can dislike Sun Ray or whatever y'all like. I mean, I just don't, frankly, at this point in my fucking life, I just don't give a fuck who like what no more, man. I'm just straight out like that, because I'm sick of all the bullshit for real. You can't please, especially with black people, man. You can't fucking please us, man. There's nothing fucking you can do, regardless, one way or another. They're gonna hate you. Another man. Let me get on. USA Today. There's an article right here. It says 6 LGBT politicians won big on Election Day 2020. Here's what you should know about them. I don't want to know nothing about them. But now, yeah, let me tell y'all something. If they ran, see, this is the point. This is the point issue. Are you being homophobic, Sun Ray? Are you being homophobic? No, it is not that. It's just the point that they always got to push this on everybody. Now, because there's one of them in here. Okay. It's New York. Okay. In New York, two U.S. candidates will become the first black gay representative to serve in Congress. Y'all, who gives a flying fuck? I'm straight out. I know some of y'all saying I'm talking hard, but who gives a fuck? Now, listen, we have plenty of black congressmen, right? Haven't we? Haven't we? There's no problem with that. But when you got to specify, this is the problem. When you specify, right, that there will be, is it, wait a minute, two U.S. Candidates become the first black gay representative. Why does that fucking matter? Why do you have to tell us their sexual orientation? Why does their sexual orientation have to matter? We want them to come as congressmen and serve the community well. That's all people really care about. Are they really going to serve the community and do the right thing? Not just pass laws, see, get in there for the LGBT and pass shit on their behalf, but just do the right thing for American people or their constituents in that area, wherever they at, right? That's all we care about. Nobody cares about their sexual orientation. Why y'all have to make that a priority to point that shit out? That's what that people like myself and other people we're talking about. It wouldn't be an issue when you're talking about LGBT or whatever, because that would be between them and the Most High, their homosexuality. And that between them and the Most High, as long as you're not putting it on the television, you're not trying to teach it in the school. See, that's what we're talking about. When you're putting this and you're making this the priority, trying to put this, force these things on our children. That's the problem. You're trying to put this In school, they have to teach LGBT. If you became the first black congressperson, okay, maybe we can put that in the history books. That would be an accomplishment. Your first black senator, that would be an accomplishment. I understand. But see, y'all want to put your sexual preference in it. We give a fuck about your sexual preference with your first. Come on. See, that's the problem. That's the problem right there in itself. Because now it's like y'all have an agenda to what you're doing with this stuff. Just like also they have there was a transgender. Okay, let me see here. Sarah McBride will be the highest ranking transgender legislator in the country. Come from what state? Where this Sarah McBride, this transgender, come from? No other place but the home of fucking Joe Biden, Delaware. Delaware first transgender state senator. Oh, and y'all thinking, see, y'all want to ride with Joe Biden, right? Joe Biden even specified in his first 100 days, he's going to give all American people $1 million. I'm bullshitting, y'all. I'm bullshitting. Now, that would be nice, wouldn't it? That would be not. That would be a great accomplishment for a president. We all would love Joe Biden if he did some shit like that, right? But no. He's saying in his first 100 days, he's going to make sure he's going to roll back a lot of regulations that Donald Trump put in order, right? To ban a lot of stuff that had to do with LGBT rights. And he's going to fight on some things on their behalf, pass some bills on their behalf in his first 100 days. Why not get the people, Joe Biden, the people who's have lost their business, the people who have lost their jobs and problems, the people who have lost their homes? Why don't you do something in your first fucking 100 days to make sure they can get some things to get back on their feet? Get the economy back rolling, get the jobs going, make sure people have food on their table to eat and in the refrigerator to eat first 100 days. Huh? But no, that's not priority. That's not priority. Somebody's sexual orientation has to be the first priority. Huh? So this is why I don't mind, man. I don't mind it that Donald Trump is fighting so fucking hard to stay in the White House because he had an obligation to the voters who voted for him. It would be just like Biden would have an obligation, but not cheat your fucking way into the White House, but just go ahead and let the people who voted for you go ahead and you take that vote. Because maybe you didn't appeal to them enough. You didn't get enough votes. It's just like they're saying now that the listen. I'm going to tell y'all something. Okay. See, a lot of black people enough black people didn't believe in that racism shit they've been pushing for 3 years, damn near four, really. Trump is the racist. Because y'all know what? They said Trump has had the highest, this go round, not first go round, but this go round, the highest vote amongst African Americans, as they kind of throw the Latinos in there. African American, as they call us, and Latinos. In 60 fucking years. And I don't know y'all, some of y'all hear me for the first time probably out there because hearing this show. Yeah, man, that dude, he'll curse too much. I'm just getting fed up, y'all. I am just fed up with the bullshiggity. And it ain't really just about this vote, but there's a lot of other shit that is along with this, man. Try to play games with this because there's a lot at stake in our lives. And I just don't have time for this shit no more. And I'm sick of it. So, but anyway. But over 50, now 60 years. Y'all know what that take us back to? When black people were voting Republicans at first. Yeah, the highest. So they got to steal the fucking, like, do all this other shit fucking with these back. So my thing here, and I'm going to hurry up and get out of here. I said I wasn't going to be long. But yes, he should fight. Fight to the very damn end. Because you owe it to the people, Trump. And whoever else, but I'm talking about Trump now. You fight till the goddamn end because people who believed in you and you came with another, you weren't like the other politicians. So we understand your business. It was your obligation to fight till the fucking end. Because we don't want to see. I understand. I'm here and understand what they're trying to bring into play in America. I don't want to be a part of shit. I don't want to live under fucking a system like that. Now, I know black people talking about all this other shit, that racism, white supremacy, and all of this other shit. I didn't fuck all that. I don't want to hear that shit. Because we got black people who've been complacent in a lot of shit that have been detrimental to the black community as well. But we don't want to bring that shit up. We let all these black pastors, we let all these black politicians and shit get away with shit. Just blame the fucking white man for your demise. But we got these black ass Negroes in high positions and high places that get away and be complacent and shit. But they get away with it because they blackness. We don't blame them. We don't blame them for getting in office and don't do shit for the black community. We just blame the fucking white man because this is, he set this system up in the first place. I don't want to hear that shit no fucking more. I don't want to hear that shit no more. I ain't got time for this shit. Like I be talking about the crime we having in our community. 11-year-old boy was walking down the street going to the store yesterday here in the city of Memphis. He says somebody pull up and gun that young child down. 11 years old. They say it was over 20. Some witnesses said they heard the shots sound like over 20 some odd shots. They sound like they were some high powered weapons. Gunned an 11-year-old child down walking to the store. Ain't gonna be no fucking Black Lives Matter rallies. Ain't gonna be no Black Lives Matter protests. Ain't gonna be none of this shit. The black community are not gonna be outraged, and they are not gonna say a goddamn thing about the 11-year-old child got killed. It has been in this city this year alone, over 20-some babies have been killed in this city. When I mean babies under the age of, you know, 18. Have been killed, murdered by senseless, dumbass Negroes in this city who fighting over fucking drugs, who fighting over whatever they've been fighting over, trying to rob somebody. And they have killed these innocent young children, took their precious young lives. Black on black. But we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to address these issues. So black community, you get what the fuck you get because you don't want to straighten out the shit you got. And I tell y'all, man, it's like the Torah goes again. We talk about the curses. You can blame the fucking white man for all of your demise. You can blame them because the scripture says in the Torah, and I know y'all probably cursing and outraged right now, but I'm just sick and I'm told y'all I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I'm fed the fuck up. So, but anyway, it goes in there talking about what the Most High says in the Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy 28 and stuff. He talked about that I will put you in the hands of your enemy. You don't follow my laws, statutes, and commandments. I will give you over to the hands of your enemy. But it's something you got to do. You look, long as you follow my things that I put out for you, you're following my ways, and you cool, you straight. I will bless you, give you everything. But if you don't, these will have, I will let your enemy, I know you got an enemy, I will let them have their way with you. So when you have we see what happened today, we seeing what's happening. So it must be something we do. I know y'all don't, everybody don't subscribe to this, but we blame the soaking. I'm talking about my Israelite brothers who do it. They are going and on the corner blame Esau. Esau's the problem. But hold, wait a minute now. You always preaching Deuteronomy 28. So what did you do to get in this situation? You talk about we came over here because of the curse. What I mean, you were the fault. You did something wrong, or you didn't do something right. It's the problem. You blame the white man, but he's only right doing what the Most High allowed him to do. I'm just talking about for my Israelite brother who teach this story, who believe in this and preaches all the Esau and believe and teach on the curses. So you did something, and the Most High allowed them to do this because he said, I would turn you into the hands of your enemy. So you getting your ass whooped because of something you did. And he's allowing the so-called white man or Esau to whoop your ass because it's something you did wrong. So you got to stop the shit you doing so the Most High would tell him, hey, okay, ease up off of them now. All right, ease up off of them now. They have repented. They don't change their ways. Okay, leave them alone. Now, if you keep on messing with them, I'm gonna whoop your ass because I told you to leave them alone. Because they straight now. They don't came back to me. They turned from their wicked ways. Y'all, I got to go. But you should fight. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of things at stake with this country. It's deeper than fucking Donald Trump. It ain't even about Donald Trump. It's not even about Donald Trump. It ain't even about Joe Biden, for a matter of fact. Right? It is about agendas. It is about policies. That's what the shit is about. We used to talk about New World Order. Not people don't get into that no more. I know we don't know. We don't get into that no more. It's about things, your livelihood, things that's going to be taken away, your so-called freedoms and everything else be taken away from you. You're going to be deprived from a lot of things. But I know, but they are only instruments, right? The Bidens or the Trumps. They're only instruments. Trump is neither Republican. He's neither really a fucking Democrat. So I've been preaching this for a couple of brothers for a couple of days. It's just a dude that, man, like America. He's like America. And yes, he had Klansmen, skinheads, and white supremacists who liked him because why? They like America. They don't want to see America turned over to the hands of China and Russia, nobody else. They like America. They believe in keeping shit here in America. They don't really want hell, no Chinese, no black, nobody else come to America. Now, they got their racial thing, yes. But at the core of it, they love America. It's just like a lot of other people, man. They come here. You got Hispanics that come to America, and they're thriving in America. So they love America. If America, let me tell y'all something. If America is so fucked up, y'all, why people trying to jump the fence, run up under the goddamn fence, swim up under the goddamn water, and all this shit to break in America, try to come in America? But America is so fucked up. I'm just trying to figure it out. The Africans, our brothers from Africa, from the motherland, come over here. We know we got the Hispanic, Honduras, El Salvador, Panama, all these people trying to come up in here. Black people, we in America, and we saying America's fucked up. Burn down America. Babylon, burn. But everybody else trying to come up in there and break up in this motherfucker. So why don't we, those who say this, why don't y'all switch places? Do like Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. Trade places. Go to the places where they are trying to escape from to get the fuck up out of, talking about asylum. Why don't you switch places with them? The people that's trying to leave Mexico, El Salvador, and places, just go ahead and swap places with them. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Go on down into Venezuela or wherever, Haiti, wherever these people trying to come from. Just so, okay, y'all know what? Y'all can have my life here in America. I swap out with you. Go on, do that. That's as simple. And I don't think the government would too much mind. I don't think the government, because y'all ain't them swapping bodies. It ain't nothing. It ain't like you got to do nothing. They can have your life. It's just, you know, the population ain't going to grow no different. It's just y'all just swapping out. Everybody who want to leave, you can swap out. That's all. I mean, we have even Steven. It'd be even Steven number. You know what I'm saying? No swap, no swindle. But y'all ain't trying to do that. Ain't nobody trying to do that. That's why I said sometime, man, what the fuck do black people even want in America, man? What the fuck do we really want? We just want to whine, moan, bitch, and complain. But what the fuck are we really trying to do to put better our lives in America? First of all, I tell you what we need to stop doing. We need to stop allowing all this bullshit that's going down in our communities, a.k.a. neighborhoods, whatever the fuck we want to label it. We got to stop all this shit that's happening. That way the 11-year-old children can go down the street, man, safely ride their bicycles, go outside and play, do it without some sick, ignorant ass dude trying to snatch them, kidnap them, rape them, shoot them down in the street. I remember when we was little, man, we just can go outside and play. Mama and them, man, make your ass go outside. Go on outside and play somewhere. Yes, ma'am. Now the children can't go outside and play. Bro, we cried when we couldn't go outside to play. Now it ain't safe enough for the children to be outside to play in the AK hood. Gunshots become normal, man, in the black neighborhoods now. I hear this shit so much. I live in so-called black community or black neighborhood, whatever the fuck we want to label, y'all. I hear the gunshots. I'm not saying no shit that I don't hear, what I don't see. Told y'all, man, a 12-year-old girl got killed right down the goddamn street from me. I heard the goddamn shots. Two people that day, different people got shot. Somebody earlier that day, and then they got shot later that night. So, yes, it's a lot at stake. A lot at stake. And I'm not ready to give up the less shit I have, the less so-called freedom and the things that I have. I'm not willing to let my granddaughter be made to go to school at 6 years old when she's, you know, she's not two yet. But when she have to go to school, it's not right for her to have to be learning LGBT history in school. It's not right for her at 6 years old to know anything about oral sex, anal sex at 6 years old. She don't even know how, goddamn it, really her ABCs and 1, 2, 3s yet. And to be learning this in school, for what? For what? A training process for the pedophiles to get them. Already training them so when the pedophile, they already know what they almost do. Is it America that we want? Is it America that we want to live in? Right? This is America. What's that song, y'all? This is America. This is the America we want to be in. And I ain't talking about I'm not even talking to the Black Power people, all that bullshit. Fuck all. I'm not even talking to y'all. But I'm just talking to sensible people who trying to have some and trying to live a decent life. That's what I'm talking to. This is the America we want to live in. Because that other people I'm talking about, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about nothing anyway. That's why they ain't got shit. That's why they don't have shit now anyway. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking about decent people who trying to have a fucking life, man. Who not trying to whine, moan, complain, and bitch about nothing. There are certain things you got to complain about. Like I'm complaining about, I don't want this shit in my family, in my life. I don't want to be have to sit down and watch TV, trying to sit down and you watching cartoons like Tom and Jerry and shit, and there's two goddamn dudes making out. Come on, man. Children ain't got no fucking business learning about no shit like that. They just learn how to walk. Then they got to teaching them about sex. You know, it was a while before we can ask our parents. What did you tell you about the birds and the bees? They was hesitant to tell you about some shit like that. That should be up to the parents, not the school systems. Y'all barely educating the children in the first place. Or y'all, you're getting them a lot of propaganda in the first place. Now but do you want to fill their heads up with this? You mean to tell me society is not sick enough? It's getting sicker and sicker out here, y'all. But it seems to be that a lot of people don't give a damn. I know there's a lot of people I talk to. They get mad when Brother Sunray get to talking to them about certain things, man. They get pissed the hell off. All I am trying to share something, man. Look, I got to tell y'all, and I'm going to say this. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not ashamed. Here you go, like I tell y'all, man. Like y'all been listening. I'm probably an uneducated, dumbass Negro, not supposed to be knowing shit. Negro running around here with a 7th grade education, and I'm trying to talk to people, man. I learn a little something. I'm trying to help other folk learn a little something better in their life, but I can't even talk to motherfucking people who went to college, got all these motherfucking degrees sitting on their wall like wallpaper, but I'm trying to tell y'all, they get mad at a dumbass Negro who had a 7th grade education. I'm not really calling myself a dumbass Negro, but that's how society would see it because I don't have them wallpaper things on my wall, degrees. But I'm talking to them, trying to educate them on some shit they don't know, but they getting mad because I'm trying to explain how life is running around them. And they getting mad. They mad because I've been educated myself to really realize how life is running and the things that's happening that's just in politics, just in our natural lives, and realizing the lies, as Dr. York would say, realizing the lies. And I try to talk to them, but the people get mad when you try to present them the damn truth or just give them something to look at. I'm not, like I said, look, brother, I'm not trying to make you believe nothing I say. Just look at this. Huh, here's a link. Go check this link out. And they get mad. So I tell y'all what, keep walling around in your filth like little pigs. Go ahead. Wallow around in your filth like pigs. That's why I've been saying this, y'all. And I mean this. Now, a lot of people know Culture Freedom was on Blog Talk, and I said it. Not that I really would want Joe Biden and Joe Biden. I'm just saying Joe Biden because there's a agenda that Joe Biden and they're going to push with Joe Biden. So I'm going to have to use Joe Biden. The Joe Biden, I really wouldn't want a Joe Biden or the Democrats to win or get in there. But on another level, I've been asking the Most High. I have, y'all, because when I see people and you're trying to tell them about what's happening, what they're trying to push on the people. And I'm really talking about so-called black people in America that I just deal with and talk to. They don't really seem to be, they don't give a shit because a lot of them, they vote for the Democratic Party. They vote for and they believe in it. So they don't want to hear shit they say. And a lot of, I'm going to tell y'all, some of these are Christians. So and I tell them, you know what? I hope the Most High, I pray the Most High let Joe Biden and win. And I'm sorry, Trump. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to say that the Trump's out there. But I'm saying this on another level. Trump, yeah, keep on fighting. But then now I've been talking to when people not listening. They don't want to hear the shit no matter how you showing them. I said, well, for the punishment, as I talked about in Deuteronomy, Biden, Most High, but it'd be up to the Most High. Most High, let Biden win. So you can bring your punishment on down on America. Come on, go ahead. Let them win so they can go ahead and push all their agendas. They send for agendas. Yeah. And Most High, I know I got to go through it too. I'm willing to go through that. I'm willing to go through all the punishment and everything. Because this is a seem to be the only way, Most High, that our people are going to look at something. When they're getting their ass whooped, they get going through shit, they're getting the hell beat out of them, they're going through toil. It seems to be the only time they're going to stop and take a look and like, damn, but it's too late. But it's too late. So Most High, if that's what it's going to take to get people to work, black folks to wake up, bring on Biden, bring on Kamala, bring on all of this sexual perversion, bring on it, whatever they're going to do, the gun grabs, take our freedom, do whatever they're going to do, Most High, let them bring it on. I'm willing to go through it, Most High. If they fucking kill me in the process, Most High, let your will be done. Come on, bring it on. Just to let them understand, Most High, we should have listened to somebody, not just Sunray, but we should have listened when we was getting the warning. The warning signs were there. We didn't listen because we know what? We were partaking in those sins at that time. We didn't want to hear because we didn't want to give up our little lifestyle. We didn't want to give up our little side pieces that we had over here. We didn't want to give up those things. So, damn, it's too late. We should have listened. And they said, our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they rejected and we were rejecting and they was trying to give it to us, but we didn't want to give it up because we was too busy partying. We was too busy having us a funky good time, as Jane Brown said, and we didn't listen. But damn, we got shackled. They got us in concentration camps. They tried to tell us this was coming. They got us microchipped. They got chips under our arm. They tried to tell us this was coming, but we was too busy partying. We were drinking on some good old cognac. We were smoking us some good fat ass blunts. We was too busy, goddammit, having a good time, having orgies and shit. We didn't listen. They tried to tell us it's too goddamn late. There's a song that says, it's too late to turn back now. Oh, it's too late. So I tell y'all what. Trump, first, you keep fighting. So these things won't happen. So we can continue to fight against this. So we can try to fight against this. As you being the president, you can fight and keep they ass at bay as long as we can. But if it don't happen, it's meant to happen. But you fight. Cause I'm not willing, really. I don't want it to happen. But at another level, I'm basically torn, y'all. I'm basically torn. It's like the what they say, the undecided vote. I'm torn. Because when you're trying to talk to your people, you're like, and when listen, and you understand it, you're trying to make their ass see what happens so we can fight again. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. The reason you try to educate them to so they can see it, so we can fight against this stuff happening. That's why. And that's why I say the part on Trump, and it ain't right about him, but it's having someone in there who's willing to fight. And it could have been anybody else, y'all, but who's willing to fight for the things that we don't want in our lives to happen. That's it. And Trump is like, it's just a vessel who's willing to stand up against them. And, you know, he'll say anything. He fight against the Nancy Pelosi. Y'all see how this thing play out. That's what we want, because we hiring him as a lawyer right now, the mouthpiece to fight for us that we can't go to Washington, D.C. and do. If we can do it, we will. We can't. We can't go in there. We can't sit in the halls of Congress and write down what laws we want. We can't do that. It hadn't been set up like that. But on another, we can fight for where we stand. And the thing is, we're trying to tell our people, wake them up. Right? Like, you could tell your people there's a party that's happening next week. Right? And everybody gung-ho, ready to go to the party. Same way we can tell our people, this is what this particular political party is, what they're trying to do that's detrimental, that's going to hurt our lives here in America. Those who don't go along with it. I'm Sunray 9 for Culture Freedom Radio Network, man. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Like I said, I'm trying to just wake us up, man. It ain't about me. It's about us, our livelihood. It's about our babies that have to come behind us. It's about a life, a world that they're going to have to live in after we're gone. A lot of us be gone, but it's a world, what society will look like for them after we're gone. That's all I'm asking. That's all why I want to do this, looking at it. It ain't about me. I've lived some times. I had some rough times. I had some good times. It ain't about just me. And I try not to live my life just based upon me. The Most High have, don't let me do that. It's like, even with these podcasts, I've been wanting to give it up and quit. But I made a pledge with the Most High a long time ago when I was locked down. Told him, if he get me out of here, man, change, you know, get me out of this, and I would do my best to keep fighting on your behalf, to fight, spread the word to the people, and he would not let me renege. I could if I wanted, but he just always send some my way and say, hey, and remember what your pledge, you remember your oath, right? Remember this contract you signed with me, right? Not really signed, y'all, but y'all know what I mean. The oath I made. I can't even when I want to. But anyway, thank you all for tuning in to Culture Freedom Radio Network, man. I don't know, brothers and sisters, man. I just want us to have the best, do the right thing. That's it. But, like, and I have to say, and I'm going to have to use something that Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law, said. People are going to have to want success. They're going to have to. Now, he said, like, African-Americans going to have to want to be successful in order for his father-in-law plan to work. But I'm just going to take that out of there and just say people are going to have to want success. If you don't want it, nobody else is going to bring it to you. Nobody else is going to work hard to make you successful. You're going to have to do this shit for yourself. So if somebody's trying to bring something to you to help you, or maybe see some potential in you and know that you can be successful, hey, look at it and say, damn, you know what? I sure in the hell do. And fight for it. Thrive for it. Like I remember in the Holy Quran say, we have to thrive. Thrive. All right, peace, fam. I'm up out of here.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with UPS. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. You'll earn industry best pay and get paid during delays, loading times, and more. Seasonal and year-round opportunities are available now. Take pride in your work. Join the team at UPS in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/trucks. That's upsjobs.com/trucks.